Spike Lee removes 9/11 conspiracy theories from his HBO docuseries. By Paul Bois on August 27, 2021. After significant backlash, Hollywood director Spike Lee has removed the World Trade Center conspiracy segment repeatedly featured in his four-part HBO docuseries, NYC Epicenters 9/11 2021 and a half, making the final chapter 30 minutes shorter. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Lee removed a 30-minute segment from Episode 8 of the docuseries that features the conspiracy group Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth arguing debunked theories about how the terrorist attack stemmed from a controlled demolition. Part 3 of the docuseries will still feature conspiracy theories about United 93 being shot down instead of the heroic story of passengers taking back the plane. From THR. The re-edited cut of Part 4, which according to the screener site is the final edited picture lock of the episode, came just days after an interview with the New York Times, in which Lee defended the inclusion of conspiracy theories proposed by members of the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and echoed by the director in the August 23 piece. In his interview with the New York Times, Lee peddled now debunked conspiracy theories about how burning jet fuel could not rise to a temperature capable of melting steel and that Building 7's collapse appeared like a planned demolition. The amount of heat that it takes to make steel melt, that temperature's not reached. And then the juxtaposition of the way Building 7 fell to the ground. When you put it next to other building collapses that were demolitions, it's like you're looking at the same thing, Lee said. But people are going to make up their own mind, Lee continued. My approach is to put the information in the movie and let people decide for themselves. I respect the intelligence of the audience. Lee added that he still has questions about 9/11 and hoped the docuseries would lead to a congressional investigation. I got questions, and I hope that maybe the legacy of this documentary is that Congress holds a hearing, a congressional hearing, about 9/11, he told The Times. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, New York Representative Lee Zeldin, R., called Spike Lee's comments revolting. As we approach the 20th anniversary of September 11th, it's revolting that people like Spike Lee continue to peddle debunked conspiracy theories about this horrific day and even more disturbing that Democrat politicians continue to openly embrace his support, said Zeldin.